All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that actually, well, it's live from the lair, but it's pre-recorded.
I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live!
How many of you out there have ever said the following term? I have never paid for pussy.
The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
I've heard that quite a few times. And I myself found myself saying those exact same words, and I really didn't think it through.
Think, Mark!
Because I'm going to be honest. If you are a man and you're out there in the dating market or you're married or what have you, you have paid for pussy.
No, it's not true.
And you have paid
through the nose.
And I'll prove it to you. Let's start off here.
I'll explain it so even you can understand. My colleagues will assist.
All right, now we're going to talk about beer and mixed drinks is what they serve at bars.
It's magical.
It's laughing at me.
I wish I could brush my teeth with it.
Average cost of a beer is $3 to $10. I went with $6.50, somewhere in the middle. Mixed drink, $7 to $15. I went with $9, somewhere in the middle. You know, it is what it is. All right, for every yes you're gonna get out there, you're gonna go through 15 no's.
No! No!
I got this number from an article I read in the 90s. It's probably higher now with internet dating, but back then when I read that article, it actually applied to my life because I started keeping track, and it was fairly accurate. Again, this information comes in the mid-90s somewhere. Okay, at the bar, most people are going to drink two drinks because no one likes to drive drunk. You know, if you go more than two drinks, two beers, and you get pulled over, you're risking a big fine, jail, and getting an ass raped by the insurance companies. For every 15 no's, you're going to, you know, pay for about half of these ladies' drinks, because you don't want to seem like a cheapskate, and back in the day it was very common to basically approach women and, you know, buy them a drink and talk to them and see if there was any, you know, chemistry. I get it. It is what it is. Some of you guys are like,
no, I would never do that, Pop. That's bullshit.
No, well, it's not. This is the way the world used to work before iPhones, Android, and the internet. I'm just saying. All right. Now, for each yes, more than likely, it's going to take 3 dates to figure out if you're going to score poon or not. That's just the way it works. I don't know why that number 3 keeps popping up, but
3 is a magic number.
If you have 7 yeses for women, that's going to equal a total of 21 dates to convert one to long term, and that's like 6 months or longer. That's what I consider long term, especially in current year. All right, now the average dinner date, you know, 16 to 21 is about $100, 21 to 29, $200. And 30 plus, they want 250. These women are out of touch. I need to put together a matrix for money spent, value of pussy, so these women can be educated and men can know exactly what they're buying and how much it's going to cost them. So for every 7 yeses, in total, there's going to be 105 attempts. And you're going to pay for about 53 drinks, which is about half of that number. And that's 210 drinks for yourself. Now, this is an annual thing. Typically, you know, to go on or to have 105 attempts all this time in the bar, it's going to run you about a year. For each of these 105 attempts, you're going to go to the bar. More than likely, you're going to purchase yourself some food. Because you're hunting. Hunting makes you hungry. And hunting is not cheap. That's the truth of it. All right, bar food's going to run you about 20 bucks-ish per. Finally, you get to 11 here, which is one half of the yeses will bang you, which is basically 3.5 out of 7.
Everybody got that?
So let's just do the math over here. You guys come here for math and comedy, right? And you come here because I'm trying to keep you guys alive. It's unfortunately, the men of today have a hard time not self-deleting over bullshit. All right, you go to the bar 105 times for your seven yeses. Two beers at $6.50 a pop times 105, $1,365. You're going to spend over basically however long it takes to get through 105 attempts. Okay, usually it's, you know, one or two here or there, but it adds up over time. Very rarely have I actually met dudes that would literally approach 15 plus women in the bar and get, you know, shot down 100%. I mean, I've seen it. It's very unpleasant. But in a man's world, rejection is par for the course. You got to get used to it.
Why don't you go home and take another cologne bath?
You just got blown off 3 times.
Yeah, I don't know. So?
So, 1/3 of the 105 attempts you will eat. So that's basically 31 times 20, $620 you're going to spend on bar food. It's not exactly the healthiest, but when you're hungry, it is what it is. And some of the best food I've ever had was made at dive bars.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
It wasn't healthier, but it tasted good. Mainly because they cook like they hate your guts. So for the seven yeses, times 3 dates, that's 21. 21 times 200. Now this is huge. That's $4,200 you're going to run through on an annual basis playing these silly games. Women's drink cost, basically about $9. So about half of 105, which is 53, I rounded up, times 9 for mixed drinks. It's $477 you're spending in mixed drinks just to talk to these ladies. There's no guarantee of anything, just to break the ice. And if you don't buy them drinks, then you're dealing with your cheapskate or something like that. Unless you're a Ted or a Tyrone or, you know, what have you. You're just racked and stacked. You're built like that. And women just throw themselves at you. I've seen it. I'm not one of those guys. I'm just being honest. I have seen this play out.
It's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad.
You got $1,365 in personal beer costs. You have $620 of bar food, $4,200 in date costs, and then you have $477 in mixed drink costs. Now you add that all up, and I swear to God, it comes out to $6,662, basically $6,662 to get to that one long-term oh baby. And there's no guarantee that'll happen. But it is what it is. So your conversion rate here for 3.5 hits on the poon.
How dare you?
For every single one of those, you're pretty much spending $1,903.42.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Next time you hear somebody go,
I never paid for pussy.
Show them this video. And call them a goddamn liar because they're full of shit. You guys take it easy.